Benito to the sick.
Okay, Benito.
See, I think I'm sort of hazy, but if I remember correctly, John, you seem to remember pretty good, so maybe you can correct me. But I think that the idea was, or the sense was, that, you know, the GMs and PDs have come up with a million excuses on why not to implement, you know, why they can't do this, why they can't do that. And so the intent of the motion, if I remember, was to solicit a certain amount of information that we can use to then, you know, try to see what's what. But in any case, the issue would be for Rodrigo to to request that the that motion be put on the PMB agenda. I think it's more so an issue for the PMB as opposed to the IED.
Yeah, you're right. The PMB is the one that needs this motion.
Okay, shall I send to the PMB? Or shall I send to Rodrigo?
No, Rodrigo, Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, okay.
Okay, I want
to
send it.
Okay, Benito to the stack.
Okay, Benito.
It's like 10:25, so I think we need to decide what time we're going to end this call and when the next meeting should be, you know.
I'd like to make a suggestion on time to end the call in any case. I would really like to have a discussion on underwriting. I have no idea where you're all at on it, but I think it's an important issue. So I will extend time for 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Okay, so it's any opposition to it? So 15 minutes?
So that would be until 10:45.
10:45, yeah. Okay. Now, can we move ahead then? Underwriting discussion for 15 minutes? Okay, good. Go ahead. Who's this?
Well, it's Eric to the stack. I think the gravity of the topic is entitled to, deserves, and should be. We need more than 15 minutes to discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that simple.
Well, let's begin the discussion. Even if we don't get to it, you know, fully today, but at least we have, you know, like a continuation of next time we take it again, you know. So go ahead, Eric.
No, I mean, that was my point. I'll leave it at that.
Now, who, is there anyone else?
Yeah, Benito.
Benito.
Okay, so I put this issue on the agenda for discussion for two or three related reasons, which is that, you know, members of the LSB at PFW for sure, and I suspect, or I get the impression at other stations, as well as members of the paid staff and programmers and management, have all in one way or another have been talking about you know, some form of underwriting or some other word that's similar for some time now, specifically as a result of the financial problems. And management at, from what we understand, management at KPFT have already started something. And the former IED, or the former IGM at PFW, taking that lead, has started some, you know, made some moves to undertake that at PFW. And So in light of all of that, the LSB Programming Committee at PFW has also taken up the issue, because we see that, you know, the two things are going to happen, in other words. Or let's say this. Number one, we have to get a control over these rogue GMs that feel that they can do whatever they want to do because they are management, and that they don't need to seek orientation or leadership or guidance from either the PMB, much less the LSB, in order to do any of this. And so that's number one. And number two, and you know, I mean, right now they acting on their own. So if the LSBs at the various stations and the PMB doesn't take control of this, then, you know, the cat is going to be out the box, and it's probably going to be a box that we, the majority of us, are not going to agree with.
All right.
Who else wants to join
the discussion or suggest something? We've still got 20 minutes.
This is George. I'd like to speak.
Go ahead, George.
We're actually doing some underwriting at KPFT. It was approved by the LSB. It's only the nonprofits and nonprofits that we agree with, basically. It was done in such a way that you couldn't actually underwrite a specific show. You had to underwrite the station. So it couldn't be like, you know, people who were working with a programmer and he was helping them get advertising, that couldn't happen. Again, they had so there were various safeguards put in place, and I'm convinced that we could actually raise some significant money this way without compromising the political position of the network and the independence of the network. Having said that, let me say that we haven't raised a significant amount of money yet.
Okay, what you're saying is, George, just to understand, is that the underwriting that is being done, it's not for specific shows.
Right.
Okay.
And it has to be... I mean, we had some underwriting from the Baha'i Foundation, for instance, but there was no Baha'i show. It was just, you know, it came on at random times during the day. We had some from an art museum for a while. Again, you know, generic.
Where? Oh, who?
During the day, an art museum. It was the Demonio Museum here in Houston.
Oh, I see. Okay, who else wants to join us?
Eric to the stack.
Okay.
And Jim to the stack.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Eric. And then Jim.
My view is, I brought this up several times. It came up once as an amendment to the PNB bylaws, and we had a sizable majority that voted in favor of taking it before the PNB. I had discussed it at the conference here in Washington, what was that, a year ago or perhaps a little bit more. I discussed it with the IGM, Michelle Price, who was here. I also talked about it or discussed it with Summer Reese as well as the chair of the LSB. And we all got on the same page and agreed that it could happen. Michelle Price conferenced with Summer Reese came up with a plan, a pattern that it would occur. And I take a differing view, actually, that it can't be for a specific program. I mean, that's for the whole point. If it's just in general, it becomes nothing more than a pledge. The current program director we have right now, depending on what they do, the stations, we're getting a lot of blowback from it. Our economy is unique here in Washington. Our donor base, to a large extent, changes possibly every 2 years. in terms of selecting a particular program, that makes it more viable. I mean, the person, the donor, gets a tag, which is an incentive. You know, this program was made possible in part by a grant from whomever. I was under the impression I was underwriting the program. A program will have a goal of $500, $600 for an hour, and underwrite automatically allows that program to meet their goal in many cases. Having said that, there's a clash of personalities and egos, and right now we're kind of back where we started. I offered the station an underwrite amount of $35,000. It got a lot of hostility from our interim program director. You don't have the authority to do that, nor does the program have the authority to accept that. Clearly, there needs to be a policy in place by either this committee or the PMB or somebody oversight, you know, on top. Having said that, I mean, I strongly favor it. It helps us meet our goals during our local. It helps us meet our financial goals. You know, I mean, people bring up what bylaws or what framework was in place in 1978. Clearly, things are. I'm gonna finish this in about 10 seconds. Things are much different now. You know, our financial situation is different than it was back then. It's something I strongly support. There's a lot of donor entities that are willing to do it. There's no reason for us to turn it down, especially if it's coming from nonprofits or from individuals. That's it.
Well, my question is that you're favoring to have the underwriting for specific programs, right?
That should be fine. I mean, if you enjoyed, I don't know what, say, program you enjoy out there, just say democracy, whatever your favorite program is, you should be entitled to make a donation, a sizable donation, if the goal for that program is whatever, and if you like, get a tag or, you know, this program was made possible in part by a grant from Rodrigo. That's not the end of the world. It's fine. I mean, it sounds fine to me. I mean, there are people who object. There's people at PFW that object to anything. They object to the lights being staying on too late. I think we have to be guided by our needs. I mean,
it's more money.
Yeah, I mean, what's practical?
Okay, let's go to Jim then. Thank you.
Yeah, George, this is a question for George. George, did you find that the reason why there was a low response to underwriting in Houston, in Texas, because of the ability not to be able to target it towards any one particular program? Was that because of the low turnout?
You know, I don't know, Jim. We didn't market it very heavily, and it might be. I'm not particularly averse to doing that. It's just that we were being very careful. I don't know. I'll ask Dwayne, and by the time we meet again, I'll have some idea of what the answer to that is.
Okay. Because I'm wondering. I was just wondering if
John would like to be on the stack at some point.
Okay, I'll be finished in a second. I just was wondering if the blowback from Eric's proposal was due to the fact that he was targeting to one particular program. But that's something we can look at and find out exactly why, and maybe work on it later. Would you have a copy of that you could share with us?
Are you speaking to me, Jim?
No, I was talking to George.
No, I don't, but I know it exists, and I can get you one. I can get this one.
Okay.
You finish him?
Yes.
Okay. Who else was there? You know,
Nancy? Yes. Yes. When this was passed by the KPFT board to do this kind of, it's about 1 minute PSA at the end of the hour, at the top of the hour, and it may be like
some nonprofit, and we do like this. Our mission is this, and we meet every such and such day, something like that. Or it may be American separation of church and state, and then something like we have this kind of place. You would read more about us, and this is our contact information. Sometimes the problem is that, you know, I'm also on the finance committee, and we barely ever meet, but we can't see. We're on the line, and he's very secretive. Our manager would not tell us which nonprofits are going to do it, and he said he's not going to tell us. And that being secretive just makes everybody worry and get on the, you know, real nervous. And then he wouldn't tell us how much we're getting for each one. And then little by little, he would say at the last in-person meeting in Houston of the PMB, we heard for the first time, he was telling the PMB $120 a pop. And then he said recently $200 a pop. So we really don't know, we really don't see, and we can't see it on an audit, on a budget line. And of course the budget line is just predicting things, but we don't have any information how much we're getting and where is that money going. So you be very careful. If you're going to do this thing in Washington, have to have some kind of oversight there, and it's awful. It's awful. We don't know. And sometimes, you know, one of the board members was Maria Elena. She looked up this group that was saying, come and let's do some free yoga or meditation together. And she checked and said, oh, but when you get there, it's free, but you'll be asked to pay $150 for the first 2 hours at the second time you come or something like that. Anyway, it's really... you know what? Membership is the safest way.
Okay.
John wanted to speak too.
John, okay. And after that, I'm going to speak to you. After John. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, just a couple of things. One, you know, I think there's a difference between ads and underwriting. Like, underwriting is, like, specifically, you know, like a corporation paying for a show's production. And so, like, that has long been prohibited by Pacifica. But, there isn't a rule against doing something like that with nonprofits. But it's not an ad, really. It's underwriting and ads are different. And so the thing about doing actual underwriting, like, if a program were to try to do underwriting at, say, WBAI, it would really have to go through management, because only management can say this donation is going to go for this show's production, right? So that does make sense in a way. So, you know, and I think that there's a difference between underwriting and pledge goals. You know, like, if somebody gives a pledge of $500 to a show, and maybe they get their name mentioned, then, you know, that's a pledge, but that's not the same as underwriting. Underwriting is really underwriting the production of the show, which, you know, like, if you've got a producer, then they have to be paid, et cetera. So I just think we should be clear about our terminology. That's all.
Well, okay. This is Rodrigo. One thing I want to say is that there is the issue of Plagola and Payola, right? That we gotta be careful, because, you know, we have to really be aware how they do it. And then in that sense, you know, the GM must provide information to the local station board. Not up to him. I'm like, you know, he has to come to the meeting and, you know, give the report. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, passing a motion that, you know, GM must go, or a management representative must go to the local station board meetings and provide the report. We have that at KPFK here in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, we don't have underwriting, because the thing is that for underwriting, it's a little bit of a problem. Let's say you have a program that is getting more money than others. That one, yeah, but not necessarily it's fulfilling the mission, or not necessarily it's, you know, like oriented the way that it should be. But he does get the money. So as you were saying, you know, this is like a longer discussion, but in the meantime, because we only have 3 minutes to close this discussion, we have to maybe come back and then, you know, have a more formal discussion. Maybe, you know, like if we all can go back and talk to our managements, and but we don't have that in KPFK. But you know, like whatever you guys have it, then you know, probably like have a you know, how they are doing it, and if it might work, well, we have to also, I think, you know, bring it to the national board sometime, you know, down the line, you know, but we do have to be very, very careful with that thing. Very, very careful. We don't know who might be, you know, providing the money. And certainly ads are different, are totally different, you know. And then we have to find out, you know, who they are, who they really are. So if anyone else wants to join the discussion, otherwise, you know, we're going to be wrapping up, you know, about 2 minutes.
Just, Benito, just point of information. So George, I would ask George, am I to understand that you're going to find the motion that was passed by the LSB and send it to all the members of this committee?
No, I'm gonna get what the procedure is for doing this. Maybe that's in the motion, but. What are we actually doing at the moment is what I promised to do.
Could you also add the wording of the motion?
If I can find it, yeah, I think I probably can.
So let me be clear. You're going to give us the procedure used to do what?
What KPFD is using for underwriting, what the requirements are, basically.
Okay.
And also some idea of how much money we're making.
Okay, now it's we have only 1 minute. Can we set the next meeting?
No,
Eric,
not yet. We need to.
Can I just have Eric to the stack for about 15 seconds on to have the final say on underwriting? It's very much of an incentive for someone to come in and do it as opposed to just a pledge. The other public stations down at our end of the band in D.C., and even the public station here, I hate to reference that, they make it clear it comes from individuals as well. Now, that same money that comes through as an underwrite, PFW's policies right now is that it's nothing more than a pledge. You know, now I've suggested before, it's an incentive to do this if persons can do this as an underwrite, which they do at least one or two of the other public stations here. And I will leave it at that. I mean, the position they have now, if you want to make a sizable contribution, you can go to the pledge lines and do it. And I found that to be very dismissive and quite arrogant, in fact.
Okay, anyone else? So, no more discussion. So, it's 7:45 now. When do we plan to meet?
Well, Benito, I would like to raise the question.
Go ahead, Benito.
Is there any other day? Do people want to continue meeting on Friday, or can we agree on a different date?
Let's continue on Friday. I think people's schedules are too conflicted to switch to another day.
Okay.
The 20th and 27th, also Fridays, are open. Is anybody open to a Saturday?
This is Jim.
Uh-huh.
Friday is a bad day for me.
Okay.
It's a
Saturday
long day.
A bad day for anybody?
Say that again. Nancy, say that again.
Yeah, I don't want to meet on a Saturday.
This is Fred. I'm not keen on Saturday.
And Benito.
So we just keep meeting on Fridays then. So, okay.
No, I think a number of us are saying that we don't want to meet on Friday.
Okay. So how many then are in agreement to meet on Fridays versus Saturday?
Well, I'd rather meet on Friday than Saturday. I see there's a Wednesday coming up
at the end of February that's open, and let's see. And it's also open for this first third and fourth Wednesdays in March, so we could do a Wednesday.
The first, third, and fourth Wednesday in March?
Yeah.
The third is the governance. The fourth is a local management selection review committee.
No. I said the first, third, and fourth Wednesdays in March.
Oh.
That would be the 4th, the 18th, and the 25th.
Okay.
We have a local meeting on the 18th.
Okay, Benito to the staff. Yeah. So, since we're in the... I mean, I hate meeting on Fridays. And the last Friday of the month especially is more difficult for me. However, given that we are in the process of repopulating these committees, maybe we ought to just leave it as it is for now and see who we got on the committee, the new programming committee, and then work out the meetings with them. You know, and it may be the same people and a few others, a few new people. So maybe that's a better time to work it out. But maybe the least thing that we could do is maybe to agree to something along the lines of what George proposed. If we could send out in the notice saying that we will... wait, I'm going to propose 30 minutes. Although I hate to do that in a sense, because then that just gives people an excuse not to show up for the first 30 minutes or 29. But I don't know. You know, maybe...
Well, that one we're going to get to it, Benito. That one we're going to get to it. So let's first, you know, get to the date. So which date, if for now it's going to be Friday...
So I would propose the 27th then, in 2 weeks.
Nancy, can we do this? Thursday the 26th is open. Can we do, like, reserve 2 days, 26th and 27th? So if the PMB decides to use that Thursday, then we have the Friday. But if they don't, then we can meet on a Thursday, and that may please a lot of people. Is that possible?
I think it's kind of potentially going to create a lot of confusion. and if we have confusion, you know, that's going to, like, kill our quorum. I think we should just go for the 27th. And I think we should leave resolutions about, like, how long we're going to wait until that meeting. Until we repopulate. Because we really don't know, like, what's going to happen. You know, what if people get reelected that haven't been coming and they continue not to come? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, that's a good point.
You know.
Nancy, 27th Friday, February 27th, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so can we all try to make it on time?
We are over time.
Yeah, on time. And then what I'll do is I'll try, and I'd like some other help, if anybody wants to volunteer, to call people, like maybe 45 minutes or even an hour before or 30 minutes before, just to remind them. A lot of people forget, and if they have a reminder.
Yes, if you can send Eric the names and phone numbers, I can...
Yeah, but not all the phone numbers work right. I don't have. I'll get.
Well, see, that's problematic.
Okay,
if they're not accessible by phone, I mean, I'm puzzled why they're even involved in this committee. I mean, that should be a prerequisite for being on this committee is having a phone.
Well, maybe they lost their phone number. You know, like they didn't pay their telephone bill or something, and then we don't know. Anyway, okay, so I'll make bigger efforts, and Eric is going to help me, right?
Yeah, my other observation, this is just for consideration. I don't think we're meeting frequently enough. We're just not, and it's you know, it's like we've got jet lag.
It's going to be the 27th. That means 2 weeks from now. That means, you know, we have chance also to send the staff over and then kind of gather the information that we need for the next meeting and kind of, you know, start, you know, fresh. So, like, the 27th sounds good to me, too, you know. That's, you know, I cannot make it a 20 anyways, you know. And I can make it a 27, yes. You know, so.
Oh, only 27, not 28th or 26th. You cannot.
The 28th, yeah, but it has... I had to see because that's sometimes, you know, I work in the morning and I don't know until what time I leave, you know, but the 27, yes, and the 26th also, I can the 26th and I can the 27th. Those 2 days, yes, I can.
You, folks,
okay.
Benita to the stack.
Nancy, after Benita, please.
Okay, do you want to spend time, you know, 5 minutes?
Yes, okay? Yeah, 5 minutes.
Okay, let's just spend 5 minutes then. Okay, go ahead, Benito.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, we have, the PMB is in the process of, you know, selecting leadership. And so for those reasons, and also who's going to be on what committee, and that process is going to be done more or less around the, I don't know what date it was, the 18th, 19th or something like that. And so for those, because of that, I'll suspect that there's probably going to be a PMB meeting on the 26th. So I don't think we should play with that.
Okay.
Let's just leave it to the 27th.
27th, then. Yeah, let's leave it for the 27th. Okay, let's see. Can you just notify Nancy, the people, for the 27th?
Yes, what I wanted to ask is agenda items, if you don't mind, if you would send them to Rodrigo and to me, or to both of us, or just to me, either way, so we can, and if you don't mind, if we try to put some time limit on each topic, and then we try to start on time, and we'll have less people next time. So, or maybe, yeah, we will. We'll have the same number.
That's where it's going to fall apart. I'm sorry, point of whatever. That's where it's going to fall apart. We won't have quorum, you know, well, you know, 25 or 30 minutes in there. That's going to, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. That's where that's going to be problematic, is having everybody on the call exactly at the said start timer within 5 minutes thereof. That's, you know, I see what you're saying. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
It's easier because we've lost some people. So
Benito to the stack.
Benito, we have to wrap it up. Can you just make it really quick?
Yeah. So in terms of the agenda, I'm going to suggest that we just call the next meeting a continuation meeting. So we keep the same agenda.
Okay, will we be resuming where we left this one off?
The chair, that's leave that up to the chair. He'll work it out.
Well, let me ask him now, Rodrigo. Will we be resuming where we left off tonight?
Well, that's good to do, because then we can continue, you know. And then the only thing we have to maybe put a new item would be like the time limit that we have to wait and all that stuff. But let's not talk about that right now. We're not going to solve anything. So let's keep, you know, talking about the issue of until we exhaust or we make a motion or whatever of the situation with the underwriting, and then we can go from there, you know, with the rest. So let's make it a continuation meeting then, you know, if it is okay with everyone.
Let me ask you something very quickly, Rodrigo. Do you have any objection to us speaking informally before the meeting is called to order?
No. We can talk informally. Actually, that should be okay, because but we cannot take any decision.
Okay, that's fine, because it seems we're running. Well, anyway, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say good night and just send me an email. Nancy, send me the phone numbers and names, please.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.